who is Mark Twain? Perhaps the better question is, what is Mark Twain? Knowing what Mark Twain is will help you better understand who the man with the pen name Mark Twain really was. The story of a name with an important meaning is next on The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Samuel Clemens was born in 1835 in Florida, Missouri, and by the age of four had moved to the Mississippi River town of Hannibal.
He started his apprenticeship with Horace Bixby, and he was apprenticed for about 2 years, and then he was approved to be the pilot of the vessel.
Steve Terry is today a riverboat captain in Hannibal, Missouri. He says Clemens usually piloted the river from St. Louis to New Orleans. Of course, many people know Clemens by his pen name, Mark Twain, a name tied to his time on the river.
Back in the old days, they didn't have electronic depth sounders, and if they wanted to know how deep the water was, they would send a man out in front, either on the bow of the boat or out on the skiff ahead of the boat, and they would drop a weighted line or a pole in the water that was marked off every 6 feet.
6 feet is a unit of distance known as a fathom, and those fathoms is what Samuel Clemens needed to know as a riverboat pilot.
So 6 feet was one fathom. It was also considered a mark. If you had two marks go in the water, 12 feet or two fathoms, then that was considered safe water for most steamboats in that day. So whenever the pilot heard the leadsman holler out Mark Twain, he was excited because that was safe water for him.
So Clemens took the name Mark Twain, which was a safe depth for riverboats to operate. Steve says some things on his boat are similar to Clemens' time, yet have changed with the years.
Here in the pilot house, you get the wheel. Well, you know, his wheel was like 8 times bigger than this probably. And then the loafers and liars benches right back here. And in the old days, they used to sit around the stove in the pilot house, and visiting pilots would sit and tell stories.
Today, Stephen takes visitors on tours of the river here in the town where Samuel Clemens grew up. Traveling the Countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.